Lovely stuff.
Oh, we do have. And that's lift off. Houston, have you seen Houston? We forgot the Benjamin, and it's the spaceship reverse landing, or reverse taking off. They like reverse the footage of a spaceship taking off.
Maybe the second he touched the microphone, it cut out.
All right. Listen to me. This is going to work. I'm excited. This is going to work, okay?
I believe
in you. Staying positive. Oh, you know what it's doing, though? Okay, no. It's running. It's running. Okay. I have the recording running. It just will not let me edit my microphone or anything right now, which worries me a little bit. How do I sound? Let me pull the mic further away from me. It's testing. Okay.
Yeah, you're still
I'm at least registering through the microphone. That's good. I'm going to have to hold it as still as possible. Quiet as a mouse. What is it? Quiet as a mouse, still as a tree?
Yes. Is that good?
Did you ever play, speaking of that, also, I keep forgetting to do this. I keep just trying to run into it. But welcome back to a wonderful episode of Sorry I Spaced Out. I don't know what day it'll be for you, but today for us, it is a lovely Tuesday. And I will start by asking you, how are you doing today on this fine Tuesday?
I'm making it, man. I've started a crippling addiction.
What are you addicted to?
Monopoly Go.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous. Yeah. That sounds almost like fake gambling.
Not really. It's just like, it's not really like Monopoly. It just has the same, some of the same like pieces of it, I guess. Like you buy properties and
right. That's what I was gonna ask. I was gonna ask you buying like roll a property. Dice.
Yeah, but you're like playing against other people, and so like you steal money from them, and they steal money from you, and it's kind of like
you're playing other
thing,
people. But are you playing other people online? Is that what this is?
Yeah, but it's not like Monopoly though. Where, like, you take turns rolling the dice, and then you buy a property, and then they land on your space, and, like, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of different. Like, you roll the dice continually, as many rolls as you have, because those are limited. And then people are on your property, so they pay you rent if you land on them. And then if you go to the railroad, then you can do, they're called, like, bank heist or shutdowns, and it's like this weird, I don't know, man. I just got it one day, and I can't stop now.
So you're a virtual landlord.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Got some virtual property. You know, if I'm going to keep it a buck with you, I really, truly do not understand Monopoly. I feel like I played a few times as a kid, and I think the whole time we were just divvying out the money. I don't know if anybody really was doing anything. I mean, you're essentially, are you trying to gain property? Like you're trying to make a monopoly,
you buy property. Buy property. And so when people land on that space, they pay you rent. And so you try to put houses and hotels on it and stuff like that.
I see.
And then you get their money. And basically what you're trying to do is, you're trying to monopolize the real estate.
That does not sound like a good game for people to play with others. Didn't we have a story about your family playing Monopoly? No longer allowed.
I don't know if we've ever told that story on here, but yeah, we're not allowed to play Monopoly as a family anymore. Oh no.
I just have to make sure that there's enough slack on this cord to where it doesn't tug. If I can get it to do that.
Pull your mic back.
Was it too?
No, I think you're coming through your computer. If you can still hear me.
How about now? Am I coming through the mic? Yeah, I'm coming. Okay. You're a big mic now. Okay. And I'm still recording, so hopefully everything is okay. Sorry for all this. I just got to buy a new mic, I think. Am I wrong?
Should we get the same mic? Like a Shure or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, just depends on how cool people are getting. If you want to drop a little check on some on some micage, maybe. But I mean, I think yours is doing fine. Plus, you already got the stand for yours, so
yeah,
I
feel that's like true.
You would have to definitely sell it and get rid of it, or guest microphone. Didn't think about that. Didn't think about the guest mic.
Yeah, we'd have to get more guests though.
Dude, this mic cutting out has absolutely derailed my train of thought. Oh, we're talking about Monopoly. Talking about Monopoly. Yeah. You know, I was more of a, just going on to board games, I was more of a Life guy. I liked Life, Trouble, Sorry, which Sorry and Trouble are very similar. Trying to get pieces into the center. Go all the way around up to the center. But Sorry's fun. So is Trouble. You get to pop the little bubble in the center. I think that is really what they sold you. They were like, hey, you don't have to roll the dice. You get to pop this fun bubble. Leave it up to the pop. No one can say you're cheating. Or that you have the perfect dice roll. Are you a Yahtzee guy?
Not a big Yahtzee guy, no. No.
I used to think that I wasn't. It seemed like an adult game that seemed pretty boring. But then I played. And I think the fact is that there truly is no skill to that game. It is dice inside of a cup, and you're just tossing them out there hoping for the best.
Okay, so sorry to derail this conversation.
Good. Good.
But the Shure microphones really aren't that bad, dude.
Okay, I know they're not that bad, Hamley. I mean, if you want to get one, I do. That's I'm either going with, here's the thing. I can get a Rode pod, like it's literally in the name, I think. I think it says podcast mic, and it looks sick. $99.
Oh, let me look at that one.
And, I don't know, it just looks crisp. It's got the silver, like silver wiring thing on top. You know what I'm talking about? Like this, but it's silver.
Oh, yeah, the little mesh deal.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick. It looks pretty tight. You know what I mean?
Okay, so we got the pod mic, USB. Yes. This one says $199.
It's $199? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I really wish that wasn't $199. dang, that's tough.
Oh, nope, there's another. Okay. Sorry, there's two versions of this. There's the pod mic USB and then there's the XLR. Pod mic.
Which probably does USB and XLR, which would be interesting for if we ever did in person, because then we can get one of those little track things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like a remote almost.
Yeah.
They're about $100 for, excuse me. It is about $100, I think, for, I think it's the Zoom something, but it's like one of the most popular ones or whatever. And yeah, you just tap into that thing. And I think it allows you, you know how our biggest fear about recording in person has always been like our mics picking up each other talking. Cause I mean, I could be, I could be like right over here talking. You can still probably hear me. You know what I mean? So I don't really know how all that works, but I think if you're tapped into the same thing, once one mic is being fed noise, if another one comes in, it either cuts it off or won't allow it to make noise unless the other one stops.
So it looks like the pod mic is just XLR, not USB. Ooh, and XLR.
Just XL. Is that the $199 or the 99?
The 199 or the 99. Sorry. Excuse me.
That's ass cheek. Okay. Then might have to, you know, I bet they've got to make an attachment maybe, but enough mic talk. We'll talk mics after this. Dude, where was I going to go? I had like a great thing to start with and I just can't even remember now. Oh, we'll start with a little fantasy because if you follow the saga, it happened. I made the playoffs. Actually, we mentioned that last time, but I'm in the playoffs. Week one just finished. And was I satisfied with how my team did? I have to say yes, because we got the win and the players that I needed to perform did perform. But where I have a little bit of critique on myself, and this is a rookie mistake, why I did this, I do not know. Woke up Sunday morning, got too in my head about starting Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and then took him out for Jerome Ford, a Browns running back. Why would I think that was a good idea? The Chiefs offense is obviously going to probably have a better chance of scoring some points. What do you know? And here's the worst part of that. I have both Chiefs running backs, and I was in my head like, oh, well, they're going to split carries. You know, who knows? They're going to get like 9 points each. It's going to be stupid. They both went off. And I know this is just sour, like shoulda, coulda, woulda. I still won. And yeah. I feel for my dog, B-Will. Shout out to B-Will. Tough week one. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hate to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I even played the what if Leach ends up in the playoffs. He still loses that game, sadly, and Leach only put up 85.
That's what's funny to me, like every year in fantasy is like, there are guys it out there that think that, yeah, and there are guys out there that think that they are hot shit and all that stuff, and then like week one or whatever, like they just get humbled real quick.
You know what it made me consider going back to, and I think I have a way to propose it to the league to make everyone maybe get on board. There's going to be some pushback, but how do you feel about going back to the four-man playoff where you play 2 weeks each for each game? So it kind of eliminates the bad week. If you have two bad weeks in a row, that's on your team.
I think so. Here's my proposition for next year, and hear me out on this one.
I'm hearing
so
you.
We want to do a punishment. Okay, I was supposed to do a punishment this year. I didn't do it. I understand that fully. It was also kind of a brutal punishment, a half marathon.
Yes, to be fair, and I can even back this up. I tried to train for one, hurt myself. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm still like having the repercussions of that. So
yeah.
Definitely an awful punishment.
I think that we should institute a punishment. However, I think that we should just ask everybody this coming season, do you want to do a punishment, yes or no? And depending on like what happens, like so I say that we do a league with punishments. And if there's enough guys that don't want to do a punishment, then we do two separate leagues.
We go two leagues?
That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm kind of down for that.
And that way, like, the guys that want to have, like, a punishment and want to, like, because, like, let's just be honest. Like, the guys that want to pay more also want the punishments, while the guys that don't want to pay as much, they don't want to do the punishments. Like, I've always kind of been back and forth on the payment just because, like, I don't really know, honestly. I'm just, you know, I'd like, this year, they wanted to do, like, $50, and I was like, I mean, I guess, but like I'd rather pay 35 or whatever, right? Whatever we end up.
Right.
I don't even think I paid this year yet, honestly. Which
no one's really paid. I think I only have a few people's money. My plan this year, dude. The problem is everyone sends the money to me via Cash App. So when it goes into my account, it gets taxed. And so by the end of all the transactions, and then I send the money to somebody, it's like it's all just like there's money getting lost in the process. It's not like it's a lot or whatever. But what I think I might do is just have, I think we're all adult enough now to where we can just go, hey, whoever wins this year, everyone send him $35 except for second place. And I think it's actually not even 35, it's 30. And then we're doing $5 of that is going to another trophy. Cause I think we decided at the draft that instead of passing around one trophy, we're just going to continually grab trophies. And then you can just have like a whole collection of trophies if you continue to win. But I will also issue you an apology for, I think I was like kind of thinking that you were just making a lie about how many points were being put up on you. And then in all this research that I had to do to try to prove someone else wrong, I was looking at your week 3 to week 8 gauntlet that you ran. Dude, no one put up less than 125 points on you, I don't think.
I know.
They were actually driving it home to you. It was just like, you had 1 week where you got put up like 184. 149, 154. Yeah. I was just like, oh God, he's just getting crunched on.
I just got, I know. I literally got munched. And like my team really wasn't
doing bad. You were not doing terrible.
Doing bad. Yeah. Yeah. And I just got absolutely railed like every single week for 5 weeks in a row.
Hey, you know what you can hang your hat on? No last place this year.
That is true. That is
true. You
weren't
even in the game. You were just on a, you were just living the dream last week. And then you had a good week.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a good week.
You know what you should do? You should win the consolation bracket.
I should, you know what?
And then you should, and then you should send a message at the end and be like, hey, noticed all you guys got your ass kicked by me in the consolation bracket. Because what would that get you? You could fight for seventh place, I think.
Yeah.
If that's how it all shakes out. Because I think it will send you, as you win through the consolation, I think it shifts guys around to where it tries to place everybody pretty fairly.
But yeah, back to like my another thing that I want to propose or that I wish we would talk about is keeps. But I know that's been a hot debate with our fantasy team, but keeps, but doing a snake draft based on your placing of last year.
Well, that's so you want to do no draft pool?
Yeah, so I want to do like
What do we reverse the order?
Like, yeah, so like Grant got last place. So let's do a snake draft starting with Grant. Yeah.
You know what I think sucks about that? is you would think that first pick would be a blessing, but I don't think first pick is a blessing anymore.
It's not.
I think you're taking too big of a gamble on hoping you pick the one guy. Like, you really just hope that you grab Christian McCaffrey, I guess, every year, and he has the season that he's had this year. Because I think he's obviously number one player of the year, right now. That dude is unstoppable as far as fantasy.
I think if you do it like that, then you have you give them a chance to get the top dog, right? If they're not kept, because like a lot of the guys are going to be kept, right?
Right.
Like a lot of like the top 10 guys are going to be kept, and then you give them a chance to grab somebody else that's of a good caliber.
Okay, so
and because of that, then there's 12 guys potentially that are gone. The top 12 are potentially out of the race. So then you get those other guys first, that are pretty.
I see what you're saying. So they're essentially grabbing two first round picks, and that's what helps them out. Yep. I see what you're saying, because you got to think the guy in last place, his keep is probably going to be pretty shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's go look at his squad and see who would you keep.
Let's go look at Grant quick.
Because there's even, I mean, no hate on some of the guys' teams that they have, but I think there was a guy in our league who was threatening, or not threatening, but he was just like, hey, I'm out. I'm about to drop all my players.
And I was like,
let me even go see who this guy has. Would it even be guys I want? And I was like, no, I want none of your players. I was like, I might want CeeDee Lamb, but other than that, no thanks. But let's see. My favorite team name probably in the league are the Green Bay Packers. I would probably have to – I mean, you keep Ja'Marr Chase, right?
That's what I would think, yeah.
So that's a good key.
I was looking at a squad, and I was like, I think.
Let's run a hypothetical right here. He keeps Ja'Marr. First available player is probably going to be someone like – dang it, this is hard. Like, thinking about the first round and who all goes in that. I'm trying to think of, like, who's a good second rounder, typically. Because whoever's the second round.
Josh Jacobs?
I even think that's not really good enough. I would say you could maybe get someone like my running back, Kyren Williams, next year. He's going to be a top 10 pick, I think. If he stays at the Rams with no competition, I mean, you should see this guy's stats. We're looking at, since he got back from injury, 38, 20, 14, 24. Vicious. Very, very vicious. And I'm glad he's back. And I think I'm getting, listen to this, I think I'm getting Pacheco back this week. Old Checo.
You've got close next round, right?
Yes, I have the man. I'm going to wish him the best of luck. All schedule talk aside that we have this year, I hope that we have a nice friendly match, and may the best fantasy team win. Of course, I say the playoffs don't lie, and if my team crumbles, they crumble. But you know what? I think what I can hang my hat on is just the roller coaster of a season that I had. We went 0-2, 5 straight wins, 4 straight losses, and then. Actually, I think it was 5 straight losses, dude. I went 5-for-5 on loss and wins. Because then I was 7-7. Or there was a point where I was 6-7.
So I'm looking at the scores from this past week, and this is something that I wanted to point out earlier in the season, but I didn't. Josh Jacobs and Tyreek Hill make Will's team.
Oh, 100%.
Without them.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
Like, he's got George Kittle. That's
right.
You know, and Tyler Lockett, they have, you know, potential, right? But without Josh Jacob and Tyreek Hill, he's not in the position that he's in.
I think that's true. Because I remember during the draft, Tyreek was in the 6th hole as far as ranking. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get him unless someone jumps the order. And I think Mathis had 4th pick. Am I right?
I don't remember.
I think he had 4th, because I don't think he was right before me. I think right before me was Clay. And yeah, he snagged him, and I was pretty mad about it, which he's had a great season.
Who had first pick this year?
It was Braylon.
Was it Grant?
He got last place.
It was Braylon.
No, Braylon didn't get last, but he almost did.
That's right. Yeah. Because he got Justin Jefferson, right?
That's correct.
And then Jefferson got hurt. There goes Braylon's season.
That really did kill his season. I think on top of that, I mean, you have to wait 24 picks or 23 picks until you get another pick for your second player. So, I mean, I really think you're at a disadvantage when you have first pick. I know you get back-to-back second and third round, but that does not have the same, I guess, weight as, say, grabbing like my position. I grabbed number 6 and number 13. No, 6 and 18 is my picks. So it's like I'm getting a first rounder, or like, I guess like maybe I'm getting two top 20 players, basically. Mm-hmm. Whereas he's getting a top 5 for sure. I mean, I guess top 1, and then his next guy's a top 25. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I say that like it could be anywhere in that top. Essentially, you have someone who's 20 to 25 ranking. You know what I mean? So, and especially when you start getting into running backs, there's just such a dramatic difference between the number, even like the number 2 running back or number like 5 running back and the number 10 running back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, and especially with how bad the injuries have been this year with running backs, it has been insane.
Do you do like, so like I proposed, okay, you do last place gets first pick and they get a keep. Do you do instead, do you do the order in which you finished, you think, where first place gets first pick, no keeps?
Well, look at this. Here's what I will say. Who had last pick this year? I think it was Leach. Leach had last.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Leach held the last two spots. You guys finished, Leach finished 7th, or he could possibly finish 7th, but he was outside the playoffs. You were outside the playoffs. But then you look at someone like Mills, who had, I think, the 3rd pick.
Yeah.
And his season was great. And then you have like me, Brett, and Clay, who all held down middle of the line spots. And I think even Chloe was maybe 4 or 3. I think he was the 2nd pick, I think. Let me go see if I can find the draft order. Because he was up there as well. So it is kind of interesting to see the shakedown of like, okay, so 1 did terrible. 1's at the end. Yeah. Oh, Grant had 2nd pick. So 1 and That's 2 picks, the 1 and 2 picks were the 11 and 12 game of this year.
And do you think it's got to be because they got to ride so hard on that first pick?
It's all about strategy. I think if I'm looking back at the way they drafted, if you have the first and second pick, I think if you don't take a running back in those first two picks, I think you might be at a disadvantage. But I don't know. I really don't know, because I feel like...
I don't know, because with running backs this year...
Well, think like, about this for Braylon.
The injuries.
Say Braylon skips on Jefferson and takes McCaffrey. How much different is his season?
Yeah, that's true.
You could even say he takes... I'm trying to think of who's good running back-wise that would have been up there early on. And see, it's like Saquon was an early guy. I think he was up there high ranked, and then he got hurt. Derrick Henry was high ranked. What pick were you? Sorry, we're really going into fantasy.
I was 11th.
Oh, that's right. We just established that.
And I got Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
For my first pick.
I don't know. There really is a little bit of strategy to it in how you pick. But I mean, it's also, I mean, think about this. I got Isaiah Pacheco in a very, very late round. Mm-hmm. And now he's had kind of an up and down early season, but then he kind of found his stride, starts turning up, then he gets hurt. But I mean, still, it's just those random picks that you get later in the draft where you're like, oh, I really got to steal here. You know what I mean? And it's always your first 3 or 4 picks that always end up shitting the bed or get hurt week 2. So just kind of part of it, but it's been an interesting season for sure. I'm just glad to still be in it, especially after, I mean, I finished 7-7, can't be too upset, but it definitely felt like for a second after I had that big win streak, I was like, you know what? I think I'm about to go. I'm not going to lose another game.
I still think you have a chance. I think you've got a very good chance right now.
Love my chance. I mean, it's like I said, I'm finally back to full health as far as my team. I mean, I'm down Christian Kirk, but I'm starting Sutton, who I think I should have just been starting all season. Man's been lights out. I don't think he's had less than 10 points since. I mean, it's been a while. And then, like I said, I think I mentioned it a few episodes ago. He's had a touchdown in maybe now 10 of however many games they've played. I don't think you're looking at any other receiver out there that is guaranteed a touchdown in that many games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I also, I mean, I will say this. I mean, I am getting away with starting three Rams and it's somehow working. How am I starting a Rams running back, a Rams receiver, and another Rams receiver? And somehow
it's like Grant last year. Grant had half of the whole Eagles team. Yeah. And he fucking played them every week. And I think he finished middle of the pack last year.
He did pretty good, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
no, I mean, it's weird. I think 1 year you had a lot of Chiefs players. And it was the year that you got fourth. I think you had Kelsey. You had Kelsey, Butker, and Mahomes, I think. Swear.
That, yes. Yep. No, you're correct. Yeah, I did. Yeah, because then that next year, Leach
you had their
came
defense. You had their defense too. I swear you had their defense too.
I mean, I don't know.
It was an insane amount of Chiefs players, but it worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the year, I think that was the year they won the Super Bowl for the first time, or not the first time, but their first era, or not era, but first win of the new era, or whatever if you want to call it.
Started the Mahomes era. That probably was. Yeah. That probably was. Let me go take a piss real quick, and then we will move on from fantasy. We're at 25 minutes currently.
Sounds good.
Hopefully my mic will not shut off. I don't know if it's because I made a mental note to myself before we started, or the connection's better, or maybe we're just getting used to it, but I feel like we are not talking over each other as much. I feel like I'm waiting for you to respond instead of just bulldozing. So, but I think the connection might be a little better today.
I think it might be, yeah.
Because you're responding very quickly.
Shout out to the hotel Wi-Fi.
Shout out to it. You know what's funny about this room that I'm in? Have you ever been in? This is a standard king room, but it's wider. It's because it's on the corner, maybe. But I mean, you should see the. I'll like see if I can bend the screen down. Can you kind of see the depth of this room right now?
Yeah, you got like, quite a bit of space in there. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Did I tell you that? You know how I kept saying they were the ones who kept putting me in handicap rooms?
It was you, wasn't it?
It was me. Because I wasn't reading the Agencia listing. The Agencia listing would be, it would say, they probably thought I was handicapped. They were like, this guy's got to be handicapped. We're just giving him this room every time.
They're waiting for you to come in. Yeah. They're waiting for you to come in like in a wheelchair. And they're like, this isn't a wheelchair guy. What the fuck is going on? They probably think you're the most inconsiderate asshole in the world too.
No, seriously. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I was like, I hope no one came in and was like, I have a wheelchair. Do you happen to have any handicap rooms? And they're like, we had one, but we had to give it to this guy with two perfectly good legs that comes here every freaking week. God. But no, I finally realized that I was booking because in parentheses, it would be, you know, king bedroom, you know, one king bed, comma, in parentheses, roll in shower. And I was just like, all right, I don't know what the hell that means. So I kept booking it. And I was like, why do they keep giving me these damn handicap rooms? And it wasn't like it was just that big of a deal, but they do not have the showers are rolling, so you can just wheel your thing in there. Well, they don't put anything in the shower for you to put your soap on. I don't know why. So I was like having like my soaps all on the floor. It just wasn't working. Then the water's getting everywhere because there's no ledge on there. And then, I mean, it was just like, plus I just felt awful the entire time I'm in there. I'm like, there's definitely going to be someone who needs this. I'm sure they have more than just one. Because I've stayed in all of them. I've stayed in every single handicap room now, probably.
What's funny is, like, after the first time, they were probably like, eh. Like, it was, maybe it was, like, the only room, or he did it on accident or whatever. But after probably, like, the third or fourth time, they're like, what is this guy doing in this room? Dude. Why does he keep getting one of these? What's he doing?
I started this project in October.
November.
October. Yeah, because I had my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So started in October. I bet I booked that room all the way. It took me all the way till I think mid-November. I think I just recently, or maybe late November, I just started only booking because I finally realized if I scroll down, I can find the normal ones. So hopefully that will start changing. Hopefully it'll start tossing me those at the top. And I know it's because I'm just a little bitch and I don't book the queen rooms like I probably should, but it's the same price for a king bed, dog. And you know I love laying in the king. Because I don't have.
I used to sometimes just go from like if I had two queens or whatever, I would just at one night I'd stay in one queen bed and the next I'd stay in the other, and go back and forth. I don't really know why. It was just something to do. keep it interesting.
You know, so keep switch it up, you know. But speaking of the hotels, I left my Fire Stick here last week. Crucial mistake.
Oof.
Yeah, so I went down to the front desk yesterday, asked if they still had it. She said they made a note. The housekeeper made a note that they found it, but she couldn't find it. So fingers crossed, because it was so funny. I got in. I was so pissed off that I forgot it. And I was like, all I wanted to do was watch football. This is so freaking stupid. And then I was like, I'm a dumbass, dude. Football's on cable television. I can just turn on the TV. I was like, why do I think I have to stream it on my Fire Stick? Yeah. So turned on football. Did you watch yesterday's game? I hate to cut right back to football after I said we're done with football.
Did not.
Well, you should have because your boy Drew Lock won the game with the Seahawks against the Cheagles.
Yeah. Saw that. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to probably find out later on that the word Cheagle is like some terrible slur.
Let's look it up.
But I love calling them the Philadelphia Cheagles. Okay. It's a dog breed, the Cheagle. It's a Chihuahua and a Beagle. Really?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the Cheagle. Chihuahua, dude, Beagle. That is hilarious. One of these is actually kind of cute. Some of them are kind of not.
Is it the one from Pinterest or whatever?
Yes, it is, dude.
Harness looking thing.
It is, yeah. That's hilarious. That is just proof that the human mind is pretty built the same. We're just like, yeah, it's a cute dog. All these other ones suck. No, all dogs are great. Love them all. Love them all. Oh, there was some. What's up, dude?
So sorry, I have something.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, no, you're good. You're good.
No.
So I bought a blood sugar monitor.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, I might have.
Do you think you're diabetic?
Boop, boop. I don't think so. I just like I've been testing it, like my blood sugar and all that, and I'm like kind of low, like all the time. And my blood sugar just kind of like stays low.
My dog's got low BS. LBS, dude, you got pounds.
Yeah, and like even after I eat, like I've been in the normal range. There's been like two times I think where like even after I eat, I'm like I have low blood sugar. But like even if I eat and I check it and I'm in like the normal range, I'm like pretty low on the normal range. So I don't know why. I don't really know if that's something to be concerned about. I just did it because here recently, like over the past couple of weeks, like I've had a couple of like spells or episodes of like hypoglycemia and like almost passed out.
Well,
just
I know,
like sitting on the couch.
I know from the past you like if you don't eat, it's bad news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been to the doctor for this?
I have not, no.
Well, it's one of those things that, I mean, if you're not hit with it young, I mean, it's really up to you at that point to be like, hey, I feel like ass and I don't know why.
Well, and really, like, I didn't think that there was, like, really any kind of problem, right? Like nothing against my mom here, but my mom would always tell me, like, oh, you just have hypoglycemia. Like, it's not a big deal, right? Just
what eat, hypoglycemia? Right? Forgive me.
It's basically like it's when your blood sugar's low and like you start feeling bad. So it's like basically like it's kind of like a symptom of diabetes.
It's pretty curable with just eating, basically.
Yeah, typically, yeah, you just need some sugar. Like drink a soda, drink some orange juice, something like that, and like you're good, right? But like diabetics like kind of have to do the same thing, you know? So like diabetics are typically on the higher range of the blood sugar stuff, right? But when they crash, then they have to, like they can crash and they have to do like the same thing, right?
And what does low blood sugar, what effects does that have on you? Is it just make you feel not 100?
Yeah, so it makes you kind of feel like shit. So like you can get like weak, a little nauseous, sweaty, jittery, like shaky, headaches, confusion, slurred speech, tunnel vision, blurred vision.
So you're just drunk as fuck, but you're not drinking anything?
Sort of, yeah. Like I get super like lightheaded and I usually get shaky and a little sweaty. Just kind of tired and not feeling all that great. So that happened over the weekend. I went and bought one and I don't like pricking my finger. You know, I feel bad for diabetics. If you're a diabetic and you're listening to this, I feel for you, dog.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I had to get my finger pricked for mono. Hated it. Hated every second of that. Yeah. But yeah, it's really a good thing that I'm not. And which one do you get? Type 1 is genetic, and then type 2 is one that you can get over time. Is that right?
One of the two, yeah.
And then if you're type 3, you're just an absolute beast. You're just a specimen. I don't know if there's a type 3.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Like, yes, it is. Oh, God, it's evolved. He has type 3. The ultimate diabetes.
Yeah.
What? I mean, how do you think? I mean, what were you think they were doing before diabetes? Before they knew what it was, I mean, they were just like, shut your fucking mouth, dude.
They were just dying, I think.
Just, I mean, honestly, that's probably the truth. Yeah,
you can go into a coma.
Right? Really?
Yeah, you can go into a coma I said that weird. You can go into a coma and like not wake up.
Well, I hope you do not have diabetes, dog.
Oh, I appreciate that, buddy. Yeah. I've been told it's not the end of the world. I
know it's, yeah, like we're talking about it like it's just near death experience. It's very it's very okay and very not curable, but I guess what would that be, treatable?
Yeah, it's very treatable. Yeah. You just gotta watch you eat and like monitor it. Yeah.
Honestly, it might be the greatest thing to ever happen to you. You might get on a sick diet. It's kinda like going to prison to get jacked.
I told Bri, I was like, this is just a license for me to like eat sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh God, like, dude, I have to eat a Kit Kat RN.
Yeah.
For my health. Okay.
It's for my health.
It's like, all right, well, you're having two king size Kit Kats. Are you sure that's for your health? You're like, trust me. We've got to get the sugar high.
You're supposed to like I heard that there's like a rule that you can follow. It's like the 15 and 15. So like if like you start feeling bad and you check your blood sugar and it's like low, get like 15 grams of sugar, like not like actual, like, you know, from a bag sugar kind of thing, but like eat something with like 15 grams of sugar or drink something with 15 grams, wait 15 minutes. If you still feel like shit, do another 15 and like do that until like you feel fine. But I mean, I don't know. So
are you ready for me to break down type 1 and type 2 for you?
Let's hear it, dude.
All right, so type 2 is a chronic condition that affects the way the body processes blood sugar, aka glucose. Then you're going to move into type 1, a chronic condition in which the pancreas produces little or no insulin. So it looks like type 1 is all insulin, whereas type 2 is your blood sugar. So in your case, if your blood sugar is the problem, looks like you're a sure-on candidate for some type 2.
Which is good, because I don't want to take insulin. It's expensive.
I'm no doctor. I think this is the one where you just got to eat right.
Yeah.
So look at this. Okay, so there's a little bit of, I guess like glucose and insulin might be hand in hand. Okay, look, yeah, so I was right. Type 2 is adult onset diabetes, so it is something that you obtain, something that you can create within your biome.
My body is shutting down and I'm dying. That's where I'm.
That's rate where I'm your rate your diet 1 to 10 on how pleased you are with it. I'm just curious. I'm curious to how you think you eat.
Are we talking quality here or like quantity? What are the guidelines here?
I would say on the food pyramid, how are you doing? Are you getting every food group weekly?
Weekly, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Here's what I think my problem is. I think part of my problem is like, so you know, I had my stomach issues, thought I like had a gluten intolerance.
Right. We thought you were celiac for a second.
Yeah. Well, not celiac, but like.
What's celiac again? Is that right?
Celiac is when like you're allergic to it and like you can like die from eating like gluten. I didn't think I was one of those.
Dude, the image they have for celiac is insane. It's just this woman holding her tummy. She's like, oh, I got celiac. Oh.
But
everyone with celiac is like, fuck you, dude.
I think that is part of the issue. the blood sugar is like, I'm not eating like carbs, a lot of carbs, and I think that might be part of the problem.
Oh, you're going no carbohydrates.
I'm not going no carbs. I'm just like as little carbs as possible because of my stomach. And I think that's part of the issue.
Ah, so you think you're trying to go low carb and it's not being beneficial?
Yeah.
It's being antificial?
Yeah, but if I eat more carbs, then my stomach just hurts. So like I don't really know what to do here.
What do you think?
That makes sense.
Keto diet?
I'm not gonna go keto.
Go like full that. Ketosis on me? I'd be like, oh god, Truman's in ketosis now. He's elevated to the higher plane. He's in full ketosis.
Isn't that funny? Like, do you think like people? I feel like people that like try to do keto diets kind of feel like they're like better than everybody. You get that kind of vibe?
Oh, they're on God mode. Yeah, they're on God mode when they're on ketosis.
Okay. I'll just make sure we're on the same page here.
Keto? Like, what's keto? Like, what even is it? Is it just like ketosis? Meats, nuts, veggies, fruits? Or is that more paleo? Like, paleo seems more legit than keto.
Keto is like no carbs. So, like,
ugh, like fucking no you, like, pasta.
You try to put your body in a ketosis state.
Let's look up ketosis, bro. Like, let's see if it's truly beneficial.
It's supposed to like burn out fat.
All right, ketosis is a metabolic state that occurs when your body burns fat for energy instead of glucose. Okay, like that makes sense, I guess. So it's for people who are like trying to lose weight, probably. They go into ketosis and then their body starts munching their fat instead of just the sugars in their body.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty solid. Sounds pretty freaking sick.
And by depleting their glucose and all that, then they think the body will just switch over to the fat.
Oh, so it just like basically once it realizes, hey, I cannot, there's no glucose to munch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I know what I'll do. I'll take on this fat. You fat fuck.
I think ketosis usually starts with like, you have to like fast for like a day or something like that.
These chairs are dangerous. I feel like every time you lean back, you're going to fall over. Plus, I'm sitting straight up crisscross applesauce in this chair right now.
Getting limber, not lump.
No, I just, you know, it felt more comfortable, honestly. It felt like it needed to be done.
Good water.
Yeah, what are you drinking out of? Is that is that merch Yeti? Is that a company Yeti?
Yeah.
Speaking of the company, I've got an idea.
Let's hear it.
And it's mainly uniform-wise. I think it would be so sick if we got Dickies coveralls and just rocked those on site, and that was our thing, is we were Dickies coveralls, guys. How sick would it be? A group of consultants rolls in, all in matching Dickies coveralls, Breckham Group on there. We get in there and we get work done. You know what I mean? What are you thinking? Khaki?
I don't...
White?
I don't think...
You don't think Chris is going to go for
Bobby's
the coveralls?
Gonna go for that.
I think Bobby's going to like the coverall idea. I think he's going to like it. It's going to be uniform. Well, because here's the thing.
Jesus.
No one knows who I am when I'm on site. But if I had some coveralls on, they'd be like, that guy. He knows what he's doing.
You have shirts and stuff,
Hey, I've been rocking the polos. Or not polos, the pullovers. I've been rocking the pullovers.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say.
I've been swapping the blue and the gray. Well, I was like, you know what? I gotta start rocking some merch in here. Because everyone got new D-Tech jackets. And I was like, hey. Don't be rocking your new jackets around me.
You're about to get some more.
Oh, I'm getting new
merch.
You're
about to get another.
Let's go. I will say, hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. I just ordered one of these jackets, and I think you're going to like it too. And I could definitely see these being cool company jackets. Okay?
Are you going to share it on the screen?
Oh, I'm going to share it, but let me search it first.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get too crazy. Oh, it's Dickies. It is straight up Dickies. I mean, it's just a basic jacket, but they are pretty clean, if I do say so myself. So let me go ahead, share this screen right here. Share. You see what I'm saying?
Not yet. It's coming.
Give it a second.
Oh,
it's going to be there.
Yep.
Got logo on the corner. Nice little collar. It's lined and insulated. All you got to do, attach a logo right here on the chest. We look sick. And then what if we do this? Hear me out.
I have a throat tat.
He does, Roman numeral style. Not really if I'm sure if I'm here for that. I don't know if I'm here for the throat tatty right now in today's society. But I mean, you know what? Actually, dude, here's what I will say. If you can tattoo your neck, you're a beast. That means you just, that means you can do whatever your job is. You can do whatever you want to do. Because no way. I mean, you think the corporate world's ready for a neck tattoo?
No, the corporate world, I don't think, is ready for a neck tattoo.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Do you think we have, do we have a tatted CEO yet?
I'm sure we do.
I'm
going to
stop sharing, by the way. You think we do? I mean, surely, I mean, okay, sure. Yeah. Let's back up a little bit. I'm sure there is a CEO of some company tatted up, but I would like to, let's go with public figure CEO. Like big,
like
Fortune 500.
Yes, Fortune 100.
Why can I not figure out how to stop sharing the screen? Where is that again? Stop sharing. There it is. Riverside got an update. They changed it. They changed up the platform a little bit. What up, Riverside? Are you still there, brother?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to. There are several well-known CEOs and businessmen. Richard Branson.
Oh yes, that's a Virgin. Is that a Virgin?
Virgin Group, yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
He also did
Mark Echo.
Who's Mark Echo? I like that name though.
For Echo Unlimited.
No way.
Yeah, he's got tattoos. Yeah.
Like the Rhino brand. Yes, let's go. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know, dude. That is crazy.
Are you about to start rocking some Echo Unlimited, bro?
No, dude. When I worked at Dillard's, the fact that we still sold that clothing brand, I was like, what year is this? No one bought it. I mean, nobody bought it. We sold some really good brands in there. So I was in the men's athletic and lifestyle, I think is what my category was. We were working with brands like Hustle Gang. Gotta love Hustle Gang. LRG. Don't know if you're familiar with LRG. And then on top of that, we kind of had Tale of Two Cities. So we had Echo, LRG, Hustle Gang. Oh my gosh, there was another dusty one, and I cannot think of it right now off the top of my head. But there was another really, really bad one. And then we had like all the bad Southern brands. So we had like Southern Cotton. I mean, there were more Southern brands that came through Dillard's that I knew existed. I mean, you know, you have your big, I guess, like, what would you say, maybe big three of the Southern brands. You got Southern Tide, Southern Marsh, Southern, what was the one with the dog? Southern Proper. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So you had those three kind of, and then of course the fourth big one, Southern Tackle, my favorite of the Southerns. But I definitely ran good through one. A couple of brands for the Southerns in that one. But yeah,
you know what?
Mark,
you know
Echo,
why I stopped doing
East.
That, right?
The Tackle?
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah, did I ever tell you that story?
I don't know if you ever told me I know the Tackle was coming back. We had the comeback season of the Tackle. Is the comeback season over?
The comeback season's over.
That's fine. You also have the food truck now, which.
Yeah, that takes up much
more time. I could be wrong or right, but would you say the food truck is flourishing more or less than the Tackle?
It seems like you're bossing out. Yeah,
making big
moves. I like
what I'm seeing. You're getting more likes than our podcast is. Really pissing me off. I'm just kidding. No, it's very sick to see. I saw I liked the little post you put up about the kind of the introduction to the crew.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's funny about that is like I had it all happened like last week too. We were only open Saturday or Friday and Saturday because Saturday night our employee wasn't feeling well. She ended up getting sick, and then we had a bunch of Christmas parties on Saturday night, and I was like, "She's not feeling well. I don't want to get anybody sick." And on top of it, I'm not gonna be on the top of my game, feeling all that great. So we're just going to like call it a weekend. But, so where I was going with that is while we were open Friday and Saturday, I've been getting a lot of questions here recently, like who we are and like all that, because now I'm outside of the truck because I have somebody else in there. So Bree and this girl, Anna, they're both in the truck. And so people are coming up and talking to me and like, I'm talking, you know, I'm having a good time talking to these people. And like, I've had a couple of questions now where it's like, hey, like, how did this come to be? Like, who are you? You know, all this stuff and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I was like, oh, you know what, let me just make a post about it. Cause I never introduced us on social media at all. I just kind of like, hey, we're Waffles on Wheels. Here's some food. Right. So
come eat our fucking waffles right in here.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
No, dude, the breakfast burrito, every time I see it, I just want to go drive to Conway.
It looks pretty sick. It's fucking gas, bro.
It looks gas. It looks nice. Like the nice cross section, like you're going diagonal cross.
Yeah. And it's not even like, I'm not even like trying to be that guy. It's like actually gas. Like I'm not trying to sell it to you or anybody else. Like it's actual gas. Like I
know what you need to do.
I really like it.
Start going almost New York bagel style. Start doing like a bagel egg and cheese or something like that. Something crazy.
So I thought about making the waffles because we do a sandwich, right?
Right, right.
And I thought about doing the sandwich with the waffles like we are now. But I thought about grilling them after. Just to get them a little extra crispy on the outside,
the waffle? On the grill?
Yeah, like
almost going McGriddle style, but waffle?
Sort of.
Sick.
Yeah.
You should find a way to inject syrup into the waffle.
So I heard of a way. I am unable to do so right now.
That's fair.
I know how to do it.
That's fair. I saw you now have signage on the truck as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go.
Looking a little more official, a little less
sketchy. Nice. Very nice. How's the battle with the city?
I have sort of won that one. I have my permit. It's just not signed. So don't really know what that's about. Don't know why they didn't sign it or give me an expiration date, but I'm just going to roll with it. So
that's fair.
I was Bree's boss. You know, she works for a vet clinic. Has had to deal with the city and stuff as well. And he and I were talking about this over the weekend, actually. And he was saying, you know what? I don't blame you at all. Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness with them than permission. And I said, that's exactly what I'm doing right now because I'm tired of dealing with them. I tried asking and tried, you know, to be easy to work with, and it just bit me in the ass. So
now I'm kind of going on a...
Yeah, going on to fuck you. I'm just gonna do this. So
that's good. But, let's see. We are rolling in at 55 minutes, but I bet how much of this did we do? We probably got a little bit to cut. I might cut the mic talk. We'll push into like an hour five. Let's go about like 10 more minutes. Do you want to do an LC tonight, or do you want to cut it at an hour and we'll regroup tomorrow? Probably cut it. It's 10:10 my time. Or do you want to do it? I'm fine with either.
Well,
what do you got?
I don't know. I
got
to get up early. I got to go down to Eudora tomorrow.
All right. Let's finish this. We'll see how we feel. We'll see how we're feeling.
Okay.
Let's see. Last 10er. Let's get into how I told you I almost missed my flight on Monday.
No.
Almost missed the flight. Gotta hate that. Woke up at 4:45 for a 6 o'clock flight. Really was not too pumped up when that happened. Had to quickly get ready to go. Luckily, I'd packed my bag. Downside, my pants that I had to pack, two of those of the three were wet because I didn't put them in the dryer. Mm. So packed a good old pack of sopping pants into the suitcase. Nonetheless, made my flight. If I had, you know, $100 for every time that I had to run through an airport here recently, I'd be pretty wealthy, let me just say. I have found myself running quite a bit through airports, but I will say I feel a little stupid. I used to be a non-believer in the train in Atlanta. I used to think, nah, I'm more than the machine. I can make it faster through these tunnels. I cannot make it faster through those tunnels. That train is actually pretty efficient, do I say so myself. So now I'm a full-on train guy at the Atlanta airport, as much as I hate to be in that fully packed train with people. It is nice to get there quickly And then last week I had to connect. I don't know if I told you that. The only good flights that were available were American. So I had to do a quick old connect.
Charlotte? Which was,
yes, dude. Had to fly to Charlotte and then on the way back through DFW. So been all over. There was on Monday of last week, I was in 4 states.
Arkansas,
Missouri, North Carolina, and Georgia.
On Monday?
Yep. Because I flew in Monday because I went to the Chiefs game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed till Monday into KC. Drove us back to Fayetteville. Got on a plane that afternoon. Flew to Charlotte and then got to Atlanta around 9:45 and then drove to my hotel and then woke up and went to work on Tuesday.
I didn't know that.
Traveling, man. Well, I'd asked for Monday off and I was like, well, it'd be pointless for me to go in on Tuesday or to fly in on Tuesday. Yeah. I was like, so let me just get a flight there Monday evening and then I can get in Tuesday because there was just some circumstances too that I was like, well, I guess good thing I'm coming in because we need the help now. So, but nonetheless, plus, I don't know. I always feel bad for some reason. Like in my head, I always think about, all right, well, if I'm there for a short amount of time, I just feel bad for like the flight prices and the hotels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the week that I was there for Thanksgiving, like the flight is still the same price as if I'm there for a week. So I'm just like, dang, that's like less like a, I don't know, probably means nothing. It could just be, you know, more on the client end, but I just feel bad. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. Wish they would just feel that. Yeah.
But I mean, it's, you know, it's also one of those things where they have the choice to tell me I can work remote, but
yeah,
I got to be there. So
that's true.
I digress, but I was thinking today, there was something funny that I was thinking about and I cannot remember what it was. I was like, I got to talk about this on the podcast because I was just cracking up. What was it?
Something that we've done?
No, dude. Oh, it was actually. So there's two things. I was thinking about being the sham master at work, and I have found a new sham master. I've got a new sham master, dude. This guy is the ultimate shammer. I won't say his name, but... he is just the best, dude. I love him. I've been like bouncing around cubicles where I'm at currently. And there's this new one that's on the very end set that's behind this. He's probably like maybe like middle-aged guy. There's not a second of the day where this guy does not have. So he has one screen up constantly. That's just like his email, Excel sheets, probably just stuff that makes it look like you're doing shit. And then what he'll do is he opens up a full window of an article. But he brings it all the way down to maybe, let's say, take up like a quarter of the screen. And so he's just like scrolling, reading the article at the bottom of his screen. This dude, like, he's just cranking through articles. This guy's the article man. I'm like, I love this dude. But I mean, it's very similar to what I do. So I wasn't giving him too much hate because my new thing is if I have multiple monitors, I put up YouTube videos and I shrink the screen down to very small and I chunk it down to the corner. It's perfect. But I'm still working. This guy, I'm pretty sure, is just reading articles. So, but dude, I love it, though. I'm like, I just love seeing people be the sham master, just shamming away at their job.
And what do you watch on YouTube?
For a while, I was going through, I think I mentioned him maybe last week. There's this YouTube channel called Corridor Crew. And they have this series where they go through and they break down VFX and like CGI used in movies.
Yes.
And it's like they do like they'll do like good and bad reacts, and they'll have guests on where it's people who are actually in the industry and, you know, worked on these movies. So it's actually really fun to see because it's like you'll go to the movies and see a movie and be like, oh, that sucked. That was stupid.
Yeah.
And then you'll see these guys like bring someone on who worked on it and they're like, yeah, that took 800 years to do, cost this much money, like I was pulling my hair out at night for this one shot, and you're like, and we all just looked at that and we were just like, fuck this. And then you start to have a little bit more appreciation. You're like, okay, there are people behind all these movies that we're just out here being like, fuck you, that sucks ass. And it's just like, they're just trying their best and just, you know,
yeah,
they're giving it their all. And I think the one thing that's funny is we're just so jaded to CGI and VFX now that if it does not look spot on, we're like, that's stupid, sucks. And then you'll also find this, like, they'll start going through shots of through movies and you're going, I, dude, they got my ass. Thought that was real life. Thought everything was real. And then they break it down. Yeah. There's like one real aspect. It's like a guy on a broomstick in a green suit with like 14 dots on him. And you're like, and the shot looks amazing. You're like, oh, I thought he was just in the actual rainforest fighting a tiger. But he's just, you know, in a studio with blue screens and he's fighting a guy with like a stick and a mask on it, just like poking at him. I'm like, that really does show true talent from an actor, I guess, because they just have to trust that whoever's editing it later can make it look good. You know what I mean?
Real. So yeah,
I don't know. Very fun. Yeah. Very fun to go through. I highly recommend you go and watch them, just because it's really something you can watch even if you're not even the least bit interested in it, just because it does blow your mind. It's just like visual crack, I guess. And it's just, they're the perfect time too. They're like 20 minutes each, super quick. And you're like, before the end like hits, you go, dang, I can't believe 20 minutes just passed. So highly recommend them. I'd give them a try.
The one that's curious almost, is like, what do you listen through headphones or you just let it out loud?
Dude, I'm not a psychopath. I do it through my headphones. I am, you know, what's so sad is that I'm so used to wearing an AirPod in my ear that I'll take it out and then it'll still feel like it's in my ear. Sometimes I'll have to like stick my finger up there and like feel to see if it's actually in there. It's bad. Cause I'll just walk around with it. Like I was on the floor the other day and the GM was like, hey, do you mind taking your AirPod out? I tell the associates they can't have one in. So they're going to probably be a little like, hey, what the hell if you have yours in? And I was like, oh, to be honest, I'm not even listening to anything. I was like, this is just in my ear. I was like, I just have this in 24/7. So my bad on that. But no, one I go through like a guys. Number of things. Right now I'm really big into just, I throw on just podcast all the way through. I've like just discovered Matt and Shane's secret podcast, which is Shane Gillis and his secret, buddy Matt. I've
never heard of it.
Yeah, so it's a secret. who would ever know about it?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, Shane, of course, Shane Gillis.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Have you heard of the podcast?
I've not. No, that's why, why I made the joke. Cause I was like, it's a secret. Never heard of it.
Well, I guess they're like Rogan. they got in when podcasting kind of, I guess, was rising. So they're on like episode 489 or whatever.
Yeah.
So they've been going at it for a while. I think, isn't that what, like Rogan's on 500 something maybe now?
Rogan's like on like 2000, but he does one like every day though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let me see where he's at. Yeah, he does them like every day, just about.
Podcast animal. You would think he would run out of stuff to talk about, but I guess there's always something to say or something to discuss.
Well, he just brings interesting people on, you know. Okay, so like he had one today. He released one today. Released one Thursday, released one last Wednesday, and then December 12th, December 7th, December 6th. So he does it, he does like one to two a week kind of thing, it looks like.
Nice, nice. Well, hey, then we're on the freaking Rogan level. We're about to start cranking out two a week.
Shit.
I really do. I feel like I've just got to stop being such a bitch when we get done with these. And just got to just sit down and just do the five steps it takes to get them to be ready to go. I still have to post the last one on YouTube, but thank you for getting the recent ones out onto all platforms.
You're welcome.
But we'll go ahead and
I'm trying to read these ratings.
From us? We have ratings?
No. We're on the Joe Rogan. Like, I don't know if it's like actual reviews or if it's just ratings, but.
One star. Hey, Joe.
I think we're 5-star because I thought you were talking about us. I think we have 5 stars on ours just because I rated it one time.
I'll go rate us too. Be like, these guys are hilarious. They're the best. Great conversation. Really intelligent. Oh,
dude, no, we have 7 rates, bro, and we're at 5 stars, dude.
Let's go. Dude, people Let's are liking go. Us. People are loving us. We're loving it.
Let's go, dude.
We are on our way to, I mean, we're already halfway there. What do you know? But any closing thoughts? We're at 1:05. We're about to jump out of here. Try not to get too crazy. You got anything to say before we roll out? Any
No, man. I mean, you know.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about that was so funny? It just hit me. It was calling. It was like, I don't know why I thought about this. I think it was because I was messaging Carly. Because you know how I was telling you about that Dickies jacket that also had overalls on sale? And I was like, you know, should I get some black overalls? Should I mess around with some black Dickies overalls? But I was like, maybe I'll just look like a goober. And I was like, dude, that's such a funny word. Like, have you ever heard someone call their dick a goober? Have you ever heard that before? And I was like,
yeah, I have.
Immediately went to just during sex being like, oh yeah, take that goober. Take this goober. I was like, that is just such a, just, it's not as bad as, well, they're just like, it sent me into all the names, I guess, that you like cycle through as a man of calling your dick. You know, oh, at a young age, you're calling it like your privates. You're like, hit me in the privates. Hit me in the wee wee. And then sometimes, like, did you ever just go straight up, like, just calling it your penis? You're just like, this is just my penis right here. Like, you should hit me right in the penis.
I really did, no.
There's this little clip that I remember so – I don't know why I remember this so well, but it was this little kid describing probably like a movie scene maybe. And he was like, you know what he did? He kicked him in the penis. It was just – it was hilarious. It was good stuff. So if you could ever – if anyone else remembers that clip, sound off in the comments about he kicked him in the penis.
Oh, man.
But anything else to say before I hit stop recording?
No, man. Shout out to all the homies that are still listening to this, even though we are – super
we're patchy. So we're patchy
on,
the pirate.
We get on these kicks. Yeah, we get on these kicks where like we're like kind of consistent and then every single time where we come back, we're like, yeah, we're gonna get it.
We're gonna get it.
Right on it, dude. We're gonna be consistent again. And then we never are. So it's
there's
like
four, there's like eight episodes in a row where it's like, welcome back and we're sorry. And we promise we're gonna get better.
It's like this is a catch-up episode. We haven't done one of these in a while, you know. And
they just became monthly issues for the last like 5 months of the year. But we promise, we do highly make a false promise here at the end of the new year. You know, maybe this could be the last episode of the year. I didn't even think about that. Say, I'm not promising anything, but this could be the last episode of the year, at least. If sorry, but hopefully not. Maybe we'll try to grab one more before we hop out of here for the year. But if you've listened to any of the episodes this year, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many we ended up with. I think maybe we ended up with about the same amount as we did last year, which is, you know, it's a little sad, but hey.
Weren't we trying to get to 70 this year?
We were really trying to get to 75, but we got to 50-something, which is okay. And in our defense, there were a couple episodes that just didn't get released and also either were just bad quality. So you got to give us a little bit of a break. We tried to get some more episodes out there. But I would like to say maybe, not a promise, but I'm looking forward to 2024. Let me put it that way.
Oh, shit.
Let's promise low and deliver high. So let's just go with this is now a bi-weekly podcast. And if you just so happen to get an episode that's extra, just rejoice with joy. Is that what rejoice means? To like be excited?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they were doing that in the Bible a little bit of rejoicing.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think they were.
All right, all the images that got pulled up are very biblical. Feel or show great joy or delight. So yes, please rejoice as you receive extra episodes from us throughout the year. But as always, thank you for listening, and I promise that we will see you in the next one. Peace. Stopping.